Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me, you were, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words. And this is when Paul was sitting at the feet of Jesus for those years when he was in the desert in Arabia. Jesus taught him. This is what he's talking about, that Jesus revealed to him the mystery, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. In other words, you didn't know about it. Now I'm revealing these things to you that was revealed to me, which in other, look at verse number 5, which in other ages, Old Testament saints, was not made known unto the sons of men. It was not clear to them, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be partakers or fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. And he goes on, verse number 8, unto me who is less than least of saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of God. And then verse number 9, and to make all men see what is that fellowship of the mystery. A mystery is something that was previously unknown, and now they figured it out. Are you following? It was previously unknown. And that's what he's talking about here. From which the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Verse 10, to the intent now that unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places, that it might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. So as the word of God was being completed, more and more wisdom was imparted to not just Old Testament saints, not just to New Testament saints, but to the church of God. That's what he is saying here. The New Testament is the Old Testament unfolded. The New Testament, the Old Testament is the New Testament enfolded, if that makes sense to you, okay? The New Testament, a lot was contained in the Old Testament, but it was hidden. But when the New Testament was written, the Old Testament came to life. It was unfolded. Why? When that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. Because then he continues in verse number 12, but then shall I know, even as also as I am known. Again, notice the contrast between for now to then. Now, but then. James chapter 1, let me give you a clear definition. Remember we talked, we looked through a glass darkly. The reflection was not clear. It was hard to make, it was hard to understand. You lacked that complete understanding of what was in that mirror. James chapter 1, verse number 22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if a man, if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, now look at this, look at this. He is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Now, a lot of us did that this morning. I hope all of us did that this morning. We went to the bathroom. The first thing you did, you went to the bathroom, looked in the mirror, and you said, oh, my goodness. You washed your face, you know, and combed your hair. You brushed your teeth and all, and you got cleaned up. But when you walk away, you kind of forget what you really looked like. That's what he's saying here, that a man beholding his natural face in a glass, verse number 24, he beholdeth himself and going his way, and he straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. We just go on. But look in verse number 25. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty. What is that perfect law of liberty? It's the word of God. That perfect law of liberty. And now here's the key part. You don't just walk away from it. You continue therein. You stay in the word of God. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man is blessed in his deed. The perfect law of liberty is the word of God. We can see ourselves clearly in this book. When we look at God's word and we look at our lives, we can see ourselves. And by the way, it's not a very pretty picture. We find that we're all sinners. We've all come short of the glory of God. We find out that the wages of sin is death, but we also find out that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. But the Bible is a mirror. It's a reflection that we can look in God's word and we can see who we really are in Christ. Not just as sinners, but as heirs. Aren't you glad you're a child of God? Last week, somebody sang or played the song or something about, I'm a child of the King, a child of the King. By the way, I got to finish up verse number 13. I can't imagine, I don't even know, I can't even fathom why God's children walk around with the mully grubs. I know we have difficulties, we have problems, we have difficulties, we have health problems, we have marriage problems, we have financial problems, we have problems, 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 but you know you can still be happy, happy, happy. He gives us the victory. Greater is he that's in you than he's in the world. Well, preacher, you don't know what kind of problems I got. Well, I don't, but God does. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also am I known. Remember, he's not talking about the second coming of Jesus Christ. He's talking about the here and now. The word of God reveals to us who we are. Face to face, we see, you know, we meet. Do you meet with God? Hope you do. I did. I'll leave it alone. What a blessed way. Verse number 13. And here's that word again, now. Now. At this very present moment. And by the way, they have always been present then, in the past, and they will be present and now, abideth faith, hope, and charity. But the greatest of these is charity. These three gifts, they now remain, faith, hope, and charity. And they will remain in operation until our Lord Jesus Christ comes. And then two of the three will be taken out of operation before. Just a reminder, this issue of faith. When Jesus comes for us, we no longer need faith. Why? Because our faith will be made sight. So when we're in heaven, we don't have to sing that song that Lester Roloff used to sing on his radio. How many of you remember Lester? He used to sing on his radio broadcast, living by faith in Jesus above, having my money and great love, living by faith in him. You know the song. We don't do that in heaven because we'll be in heaven. Hope. We won't need hope. The word hope is that desire and expectation, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when Jesus comes, we no longer need hope. We no longer have to hope because he's ever present with us forever. But what we will always have is what? Love, charity. That's why the Bible says it's the greatest. Let me give this one. Why is it the greatest? Love will remain for eternity. Why? Because of 1 John 4:8, when it says, God is what? God is love. Love will continue forever because God will continue forever. Love will never change because God never changes. And Paul emphasized that while the temporary gifts would soon cease, faith will no longer be required, and that hope will become a reality. Love will continue. Love is the greatest gift, and now abides faith, hope, charity. These three, the grace of these is charity. Next week, we're going to get into the spiritual gifts a little deeper because Paul is not through that subject of spiritual gifts. He looks at it in chapter number 14, particularly this thing about speaking in tongues. He devotes a lot of chapter number 14 to this issue of speaking in tongues, reminding them that the greatest gift is charity, and these other gifts are going to be done away with. But while they are in practice, Paul says in chapter 14, you're not even doing them right. When the tongues are in practice, they were not even doing those spiritual gifts properly, and we'll look at that next. Our Father, we love you. We thank you for the Word. The Bible tells us the Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Father, we thank you for your word, for your completed word of God. Lord, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Lord, it is our prayer that if anyone here today that knows you not as Savior, that as the word of God is preached, as songs are being sung about your son Jesus, that they'll realize their need for salvation. Today be that day. Bless our morning worship. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.